morning, everyone. I'd like to begin the Upper District Board of Directors meeting this morning at 10 a.m. on September 18th. And when's the Mexican Independence? The 16th?
September 16th.
So, 2 days ago. All right. Forget that. Like to go towards the towards the agenda, and it says item number one, Pledge of Allegiance. And let's see. You want to lead us in our flag salute here?
Will you all put your hand over your heart and face the flag and repeat after me?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And thanks to Oakdale Water District for being here this morning. They do things right over there. Okay. Item number two, roll call. Let the record reflect that Vice President Contreras and Secretary Dr. Fellow is not present, and the rest of the board is here. So we do have a quorum. Item number three is to adopt the agenda as presented.
So moved.
It's been moved. Is there a second?
There's been a request by Director Contreras to move the closed session item regarding the property acquisition number 15B to a future agenda, and I wanted to share his request with the board for your consideration.
Well,
did he express a reason why?
Yeah. So my concern is I would like to keep the agenda, and not that you're going to say he's going to be on speakerphone or anything. He's not?
No.
Okay, so he's not going to be here anyways, with all due respect. I say let's approve the agenda as presented, and because we don't know what action we're going to, or no action that we're going to take in closed session. So let's get the information, and then we could postpone it if we decide to do so, or not, this board could take action.
Right.
So I don't want to jump the gun because I don't know what we're going to
do. The motion stands as
and we have a second?
Second.
Okay. So it's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as presented. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, passes 3-0. We'll go to public comments. Item number four, anyone wishing to speak before the board? Going once, twice, I don't see anybody. Let's go. Well, welcome, Director.
Good morning, board. I'm Javier Vargas, Valley County Water. I'm here on behalf of the Relay for Life Ballpark team. They wanted me to present to the board and to the staff of the Upper San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District for the water donation they gave to the Relay, and especially thanking Director Santana for the donation.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Can I get it? Thank you, Director Vargas. That was very nice, and
we have somebody
thank
else.
Thank you, Director Santana, as well. Anyone
good
else?
Good morning.
Yes.
I'd like to just introduce our new Vice President of San Gabriel Valley Water Company, Marty Zavergalis. He joined it back on with San Gabriel on September 9th, and he is the Vice President overseeing Los Angeles County Division Operations and Groundwater Resources in both Los Angeles and Fontana. Marty was with San Gabriel before he went over to the dark side in San Bernardino County. Now he's back.
Well, welcome. Welcome back. And is there a person that he replaces, or it's a new position?
It's a new additional position.
Okay. I just didn't know if anybody was retiring or something. Great. Well, thank you. We'll be working together.
Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to address the board at this time may do so. If not, then we'll go to item number five. Is committee reports. There's one in our packet, Government Affairs, and Director, do you want to add anything to that report, or
just that we just approved a $5,000 sponsorship
I guess, the big item on here for a tracking tool. So we're happy to support that and being able to track our water usage as we move forward with conservation efforts.
Thank you. And then we'll go to item number six, anything that needs to be removed from the consent calendar. If not, then item number seven, consent calendar, is there a motion?
Move consent calendar.
It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Hearing none, it passes 3-0. We'll go to item number eight, Waterfest 2019 update. And this is our annual event, very well attended. And who's going to lead that presentation?
Good morning, directors. I'm going to take the presentation from here because I guess that microphone doesn't work. So I just wanted to provide you guys with a quick update on Waterfest. We're about 3 weeks away, so this is the home stretch. And also just to prepare you on the activities that we're going to have on this day. So Waterfest overview. So the date again is October 12th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Arcadia County Park. Again, we're going to continue our partnership with the LA County Department of Parks and Rec. It's their community services department. And then we've set our VIP reception for 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. We've invited all of our sponsors already. We've invited our city councils. They've all received this postcard right here that we've delivered to all of their council meetings this week. If the directors would like some just to hand out to any contacts, I have extras with me before you leave. And then also we'll do our Upper District Award program at 12 p.m. So just to give you an overview of the sponsorships, we've received $17,500 in sponsorships. Two of them are in-kind donations, which relate to having one of our retailers do like bill inserts. So we went ahead and classified that as a sponsorship. And we went ahead and put up all of our sponsors. So thank you to all of our retailers for joining us again this year and making Waterfest a success, and then also Waste Management, Arcadia, Stetson. So we have a good list of supporters for this event. We've confirmed 45 registered exhibitors to date, and just to highlight some of the major ones, like the Weiland Foundation will bring out their truck again last year. They do like a tide pools exhibit that the kids can go in and play with starfish and learn about the ocean and how water travels. We also have a pretty large exhibit coming in from LA County Sheriff's Department, so they're going to bring out like their SWAT truck. I'm told we're still going to get the helicopter, so fingers crossed I get the helicopter. Theater Pain Foundation will have a plant exhibit. Ecotech will also do their Water Smart Garden, something that they've always done with us in the past. And then Metropolitan Water District has like a new display, so they're going to take over a pretty large section of Waterfest and have like interactive displays. So I'm excited about that because I haven't seen it before, so it'll be a nice addition. For the San Gabriel Valley Water Smart Award, again, this is something that we always present at Waterfest. In conversations with the board at committee, we had determined that as our 60th anniversary, we would honor LA County Department Parks and Rec for their partnership with us with Waterfest. And I think we figured out that it's been a combined total of about 11 years that they have partnered with us for this event, you know, not considering the time that we took a break from doing Waterfest. And we'll also do our scavenger hunt concept, which is a Waterfest Loteria. So I just wanted to show you what that Loteria card looks like. Each of these squares will be highlighted throughout 10 different locations. And then it's just to provide the residents an interactive activity to encourage booth participation, get them to learn a little bit more about conservation than just picking up free stuff. And then once they've filled out this card, then what we do is they'll go back to registration. We have a conservation kit that we will provide for them, for the adults, and then the kids get like a bag with like a coloring book and some other fun items for them. Like I said, I already mentioned about the VIP reception, so we're looking forward to having everyone join us. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about was, again, I know I've shown you the commemorative coin that we're trying to do for the 60th anniversary. This will not be part of Waterfest. We'll save this for the actual event in the spring. They've been completed, so they've came out very nice, but we'll save them until then. But I wanted to show you this because I want to show you, in the next slide, I'm going to show you a new concept for a 60th anniversary logo. But I wanted to show you the path of how we got there. So you'll recall, like when we did the, I'll point up here, when we did our initial logo, you know, we did it with symbolism. So the San Gabriel Mountains, the blue teacup representing the basin, and then the purple line representing recycled water. And so we thought, well, how could we combine our logo, the 60th anniversary logo, which is a diamond, and kind of create one unique logo? Because it's kind of hard to use this in just like, you know, letterhead and that type of thing, because it's double-sided. So we had our graphic designer create something different. And this is what he came up with. It's very creative in the sense that our logo has taken on more of an artistic design, but it's combining all of those elements. So you still have the San Gabriel Mountains, you have the diamond water drop, and then the purple line. We've worked this to get it to this point. Staff has all had input into it, so they've all kind of said what they like, what they don't like. But I wanted to show it to the board before we move forward with it, because we can still make changes to it. If there's anything that you would like to see or change, or if it's just not resonating with you, then I'd like to hear that as well. And this I would like to introduce for Waterfest.
And question, so it is a water drop, but at the same time it's also a diamond for the 60th?
Correct.
Okay. That's why it's so pointy. Makes sense.
And that's the end of my presentation.
Okay. Any questions regarding the presentation of Waterfest? Yes, Mr. Johnson?
I don't know how to do this, but any of you folks who haven't gone to this Waterfest, I had no idea how good it is or how well it's put on. And years ago, I went to it. It is really, really cool. And the amount of kids that go there and the amount of kids that participate, I was frankly blown away. So it was very, very cool. So that's one thing. The other thing is, if any of you want to go, anybody wants to go to the VIP luncheon, we get some tickets because of the sponsorship. We may have one or two that we want to make sure it's filled, because I know you're going to be paying for the lunch anyway. So if anybody wants to go or take your spouse, let me know and we'll try to work with Patty to get you guys to the lunch, which would be kind of cool. Sorry.
And on that note, I attended other water districts events, and usually they're held in a parking lot. The fact that this is at a park, at a regional park, it makes it nicer, more fair-like, and it is one of the better ones.
Yeah.
I won't mention those other water districts.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Mr. President. I just want to say, Patty, I really like this design. Okay, so that's my, I'll just tell you right now, since you were looking for an opinion or you're looking for feedback, I like this design. And I'm glad, I'd like to see more participation from our cities. I'm glad more and more cities are coming. I hope the city of South Pasadena will have a body there, because they need to see what we're doing. And I'm glad to see them here today. You know, it's good, especially in light of all the changes that are going on, all the little taxes that are going on in South Pasadena, money for this and new that. Thank you for being here. But I like this. I think it's good. I certainly want to thank you for Waterfest. I mean, it's gotten so much better in the last few years since you've taken over. And I think that's a credit to you and the relationships that you have in the community and that you've made over the years. So thank you, Patty.
Absolutely. Any other comments? Seeing none, then we'll move on. And thank you for the report and presentation. We'll go to item 8B, And it's to approve sponsorship of the Alliance of the Water Efficiency Water Conservation Tracking Tool,
Move approval, Mr. President.
This was ratified or approved at the Government Affairs and needs to be ratified by the board. It's been moved, and we have a second. It's been moved and second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Hearing none. It passes 3-0. Good item number 9, informational items. There's press releases and newspaper articles that you may read at your leisure. And we'll go to item number 10, which is our attorney's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Excuse me. I have nothing to report at this time.
Thank you. We'll go to item number 11.
Thank you, Mr. President. Actually, a short report. It's the second meeting of the month. Important stuff. I'll give you the key well elevation as of the 13th of September. It was measured at 209.7, so we're approaching the 210 mark. This is really, really cool. For those who get the actual report, if you look at the graph that we prepare and look at the end and see how vertical we are this last 6 months or so, it actually mirrors some stuff that goes way back like 10 years ago when we got some vertical run on the key well. So it's actually pretty amazing and pretty exciting to see that we're actually seeing some rebound. The downside of that is it's a very expensive rebound. There's a lot of imported water being put in this basin. It is not cheap. Right now there's about 185,000 acre feet of imported water in this basin. Represents about 23 feet. We wouldn't be where we are without that imported water. A lot of the work between Tom and Tony at the Water Master, getting that water, and MWD cooperation, obviously, to get that water in the basin. So it's huge. And I'll just quickly give you a summary of deliveries to date and deliveries that we expect to make to the basin between now and the end of the calendar year. So far, this is through the end of August. I think you've heard this before if you're at the Water Master meeting. We've delivered a total of about a little over 266,000 acre feet to groundwater replenishment this year since July 1st of 18 through August 31st. 116,000 of that is imported water, and about 150,000 of that is local water. So between the two, 266,000. We anticipate about another 87,000 between now and the end of the calendar year. I think Tom may be going to talk about the recent work with MWD to get more water. We were originally estimating around 300,000. We've added about another 50,000. Tom will talk about that. Of that amount, the additional 87,000, 11,000 local, that's already been delivered. Morris basically closed the doors, put the water in the storage. They're holding some water up there, but it's more for direct deliveries for water treatment facilities. So they pretty much shut off Morris. The water you're seeing is imported water. They shut it off on the 10th. And then we've got another 76,000 of imported water we expect to deliver by the end of the year for a total between, again, July 1st of last year and December 31st of this year, a total of over 350,000 acre feet going into storage. It's huge. So a lot of hard work there. That's all I have.
Any questions for our engineer?
Yes.
I do have a question. So am I right in saying that Morris Dam is, everything that comes from Morris Dam is local rainwater? Is
yes.
The USG3 connection right below there?
USG3 we don't count as Morris Dam. We count that as imported water. So when I talk about releases out of Morris, the releases are from the dam itself. And they are separate, and that is all local water, yes.
Okay, great.
Thank you. You bet.
Good. Then we'll go to item number 12, our general manager.
Following on Steve's lead, in 2017, Upper District and Water Master and Metropolitan entered into an agreement for MWD to deliver 80,000 acre feet, which would be payable over 5 years at 16,000 acre feet per year. Because of some operational issues, they only delivered about 53,000 acre feet, and so that payment schedule continues at 16,000 acre feet a year for 2019, 2020, and 2021, where the balance is paid off. Earlier this year, we ordered 50,000 acre feet from MWD on the understanding that would be paid for at 10,000 acre feet per year. And what that did is it essentially maxed out the amount of money available coming through the RDA for water purchases. We could not purchase any more water than that. We were able to work with Metropolitan Water District, and while they must maintain a five-year payment schedule, it does not have to be in equal payments, and they have just recently approved. It's been executed by MWD, and I've executed the letter agreement. It's on its route, on its way to Watermaster, whereby rather than an equal amount, the payment schedule will be 10,000 acre feet in 2019, and then the next 4 years, 15,000 acre feet, 20,000 acre feet, and 30,000 acre feet in the last 2 years. And so for a total, we will be purchasing 26,000 acre feet this year and 31,000 acre feet next year, and then the peak is 35, almost 36,000 acre feet in 2021. And this is consistent with Watermaster's RDA assessment schedule. This is significant because this will result in the most imported water delivered to this basin in 1 year. I think the prior record, and that was on a fiscal year basis, I'm mixing calendar years and fiscal year, was actually 2003, I believe, right before the 04-05 rainy season, where 115,000 acre feet was delivered. So Upper District's order of 105,000 acre feet plus Three Valleys order of 10,000 acre feet, and then the water that the San Gabriel District has delivered, we will set a new record for imported water in the basins. It's a big deal. And we're happy we got this arranged, because the most important element that this brings is water supply reliability.
Yes.
This is water in storage for the next drought. We got a long way to go still with the basin. We'd like to see it much higher than it is.
Yes.
But the fact that it's come from a year ago, November 1st, I believe, a year ago at a historic low of 169 feet,
yes,
and now it's almost 210.
Yeah.
That's a 40-foot rise in 1 year.
Yeah.
Other MWD information, they have presented their mid-cycle biennial budget review. MWD adopts a two-year budget, 2020, or actually the current fiscal year, 1920, is the final year of that budget. What they're indicating at this point, their previous 10-year forecast indicated rate increases of around 3 to 4%. But with some capital expenditures and other factors, part of it being lower than expected water sales, there is some upward rate pressure. They do not have any projections yet, but the indication is that the future rate increases very likely could be greater than the 4% that they had previously projected. And so for the producers and everyone, as soon as we get some real projections from them, we'll certainly share that with our member agencies. I would like Patty to do a very brief legislative summary. The session ended Friday night, and specifically on SB1.
Yes, I was going to say, Mr. President, if I may, specifically on SB1, I think it's an extremely important development in terms of our tunnel project, our water fix project, and the impact for water districts throughout the state. So, yeah, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay, so Friday night, probably more like Saturday morning.
Yes.
I've been there, so I know what goes on.
Yes. So SB1, or I'll start off with session ended. I believe it was the early morning hours of Saturday morning. and there was a lot of radical behavior that happened on the Senate floor as well. But one of the issues primarily for water agencies that came out was the passage of SB1. So we as Upper District joined the coalition to oppose this along with Metropolitan and other water agencies. Aqua took a very aggressive position on this bill. Unfortunately, it did clear the Senate. There were some last minute amendments to it, but it did not take away the concerns related to the environmental regulations, since they want to disregard the rollbacks that the Trump administration has done and continue following the environmental regulations set by the Obama administration, which would be detrimental not just with the Delta Conveyance Project, but also with the management of the Central Valley Project. So from a state and federal side, there are some concerns. The other issue is it would impact voluntary agreements with water agencies. And for that matter alone, I believe that that's why Governor Newsom has stated that he will veto this bill, because voluntary agreements have been a very important issue for the Newsom administration. And I believe this was one thing that he did not want to see in the bill and was hoping that would be removed with Speaker Atkins. So it hit the news that immediately after it passed that he would veto it. We're still waiting for that. So as that comes, we will update you.
Okay.
And they're also starting, so and there is some anticipation that even if he does veto it, that perhaps the legislature leadership would still want to override his veto. So there is a coalition effort getting in place to be ready if that does happen.
Interesting. Okay.
I'll wait for the director's comments, sir.
All right. Great. Anything else on the legislative update? Questions on any bills? Yes.
Regarding that, the veto, what is the typical timeline of this type of thing? When would the veto be expected to happen?
So the governor has up until, I believe it's October.
Is it October or is that in October?
Mid-October. I'm not quite sure.
October 13th, I think.
Recall the date. Thank you. October 16th. To veto or sign any legislation that's sitting on his desk. So we have a couple weeks.
And then to override it, the legislature is not in session, though, until December. Yeah. All right. Two-thirds to override. Okay. Let's move on. And we are at the director's comments, number 13, and Director Santana, any fresh comments?
Yeah, so I want to thank whoever puts together these press releases. I've had a great time reading them. And one thing that kind of stood out to me was the Metropolitan moving the intake 20 to 30 miles north. In 2010, they were expecting the RMA, which was the Resource Management Association, California Ocean Protection Council, also were expecting up to 55 inches of sea level rise. Now they're expecting 5 to 10 feet of sea level rise by 2100. So they're talking about moving the intake valves, and I think that's one thing that we need to keep in mind as we move forward with any projects, how this could potentially affect us even indirectly.
Okay. Anything further? All right. Director Trevino?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. Patty mentioned voluntary agreements. The voluntary agreements are so important to California because we have in place quite a few voluntary agreements throughout the state, and they have really been a big part of bringing peace in terms of water disputes throughout the state. So the governor obviously does not want to do anything to cause havoc on these agreements. SB1 is a big deal. SB1 is a big deal for us at Metropolitan, and throughout, and every water producer, water person should be concerned about that one. It might come back, and who knows in what form it'll come back. But that's what the pro tem is saying Senate pro tem. So that's something to think about. And I just want to say that what we discussion that Tom had regarding the MWD deliveries of water in our basin, I think it's, for me, I keep saying this, I've said this to Water Master, and I say it's a big deal. It is a huge deal for this basin. I've always said that we need to store water in this basin. I thought it was important. I've been saying that for number of years now. I would like to see Water Master and Upper District issue a joint press release in terms of what the impact of this agreement, once Tony and Water Master signs off on this thing, what it means to our basin and the reliability that it brings with it, the whole issue of preparedness in case of an emergency is extremely, extremely crucial. And I think it merits us doing a joint press release, putting something in the newspaper, doing that type of thing, especially in light of Water Master myself, you know, coming out with more communication, more outreach. I think this is this could be a very important part of that outreach. So that's my two cents worth, Mr. President.
All right. So we will conclude item number 13. I have no comments. Item number 14, future items for the agenda. Seeing none, then we'll go ahead and go to item number 15. Mr. Attorney.
Yes, the board will be meeting in closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.8, Conference with Real Property Negotiators. The property to be considered is 513 East Lime Avenue here in the city of Monrovia, 91016. The agency negotiator is the general manager, Tom Love. Negotiating parties are the District and Century 21 Masters. And we will now proceed to closed session.
Okay. Okay, good morning. The Board of Directors is reconvening from closed session, and our attorney will report any action that may have taken place.
The board met in closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.8, Conference with Real Property Negotiators. As indicated previously, no reportable action was taken.
Thank you. Any other business before the board? Seeing none, we are adjourned. Thank you.